Middle Class, written by Alicia Paroni. I closed my eyes and all of a sudden I saw us. You were going to the talk with a thinker who had been invited to explain the crisis. I was going home to cook with a stick in my purse. Imagine its size and so its price. But I can still afford it, I thought. You had kept the car so that later you could take this man to have something typical for lunch, but you still couldn't figure out what. I insisted that you should take him to the house of one of the guys to have chicken from the poultry. Get that local expression, our poultry, instead of poultry shop, as it is called in the rest of the country. It's so easy to confuse what is typical with what is classy. That's another story. So I'll go on. You had the car, and I was walking down the drizzle because my supercard had run out of credit, clutching my purse tightly to protect the stick from the rain. We, the purse and I, arrived home soaked and dealt with a key that regularly gets stuck, but the locksmith says that the lock is fine. Okay, I told him the last time. I might be the one who is not fine. And he laughed his head off. But you never saw what was the matter with it, and I have to keep putting the key in and out like 30 times until it finally falls into the place where it clicks and makes that sound when it is right about to open. The purse was on the floor, while the people who passed by splattered it with mud as they stepped on the puddles on the sidewalk made up by the broken tiles. My stick, the cold, the rain, and the lack of cash are not good company. The begging lady was aware of the neighborhood movement as always. She stayed on the other side of the street, under the awning of the closed shop. She stared, sensing the stick. As you never know what a hungry person is capable of doing, I got in as fast as I could and turned the TV on to avoid thinking. And there they were, the thinkers, divided into flocks and tunnels. Clearly, they are not going to stop. Nobody's going to stop. You are not going to stop. That was the moment when I got worried about the begging lady, who was knocking at the door. I saw her through the display screen, the only electrical device that was still working after the disconnection due to non-payment. Surely, that little wire is powered by other source. This ancient wiring inherited from these typical stream room houses. I don't know, but that is another story, another thing. The begging lady kept knocking and I was afraid of opening the door. My fear grew incessantly as she knocked at the door non-stop. You were at the talk with the car and I was with the stick and without the supercard. You know the rest of the story. Don't let them convince you that I acted in self-defense, because looting started the next day. Now, I had nothing to do but to wait for you on Sundays. Luckily, I don't have to deal with the keys here. XOXO.
Leyó y tradujo al inglés Lucía Casasco, de La Plata, estudiante de traductorado de inglés en la Universidad Nacional de La Plata.